with his word. So let's go quickly now to Jeremiah chapter 1 and read verses 4 through 10. Jeremiah chapter 1, praise the Lord, verses 4 through 10. You just keep right on worshiping the Lord, and we'll let him take charge of this service. Let him have his way tonight. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verses 4 through 10. If you found it, say amen. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee. Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Verse 8, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have set this day over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. How many could say tonight, slip up a hand, say the Lord has already touched you in this service. Felt his power, felt his presence already. But I do feel like there's some things God wants us to do now in this service. And I want you to look here in verse number 10. The Bible said the Lord had spoken and said, I set you this day to throw down. Praise God. And that's what I want to preach just for a few minutes here, the Lord being my help. Tonight we throw down. Praise God. Let's pray together and ask the Lord to help us here the remainder of the service. Father, we praise you. And we thank you tonight for the anointing of the Holy Ghost we already feel here in this place. We're praying now, Lord, for the touch, God, that makes preaching effective. I pray, Lord, let the word find good ground and open hearts. Father, I pray that ears would be open, eyes would be open. God, let your word go forth. Let it burn like a fire. Let it work like a hammer. I pray, oh God, tonight that you would give us a great encounter, Lord, before we leave this place, and we can say it's been good to be in your house and feel your presence and know your touch. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. And God's people said, amen. Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise as you're seated tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciate all the ministry that's here. Give honor to my parents. I'm glad to see them come in, and all the ministers and preachers and pastors that are here. Praise the Lord. Love this chapter. Love this book, this great book of Jeremiah. And I want you to know tonight that God is going to be speaking to you in this service. The word of the Lord is coming to you tonight, and God is going to speak to you directly about some things in your life, where you're at, where you're going. And I want to admonish you tonight, if God asks you for something, give it to him. If he calls you to do it, I want you to answer that call tonight. Whatever he tells you to do, I want you to obey and don't delay. Somebody say amen. I believe tonight is our encounter with God. It's on the program. It's on the calendar. I believe it's written in heaven. And God has already showed up to move in our midst tonight. So let's be here for it. Let's let God have his way in the house. Let's let him speak to our heart. Praise God. I see Jeremiah, the word of the Lord, here in verse number 4. He said, the word of the Lord came to me. Touch yourself right here on the chest. Say, the word of the Lord came to me. I want to ask you tonight, does God ever speak to you? I'm not talking about, does the preacher preach and you hear his voice? I'm not talking about that song that you heard on the radio and you felt a little goosebump or a little good feeling, but I'm talking about the word of the Lord coming to you and touching your heart, and the word of the Lord speaking in your ear until you hear the voice of Almighty God. I still believe that God speaks to young people. I believe God speaks to elders. I believe God speaks to pastors. I believe God speaks to young ladies. The Bible said in the last days He's going to pour His Spirit out upon all flesh. And I'm watching a culture, Brother Sanders, that wants to silence a speaking God. Let's push Him over in the corner. Let's take the pulpit out of the way. Let's silence the gifts of the Spirit in the church. And we'll just have a little conversational, a little 5-minute talk. And we'll have some good music and go home. I tell you what I came to church for tonight. And that's a word from the Lord. I said I came to encounter tonight for God to speak to me. I want you to look over and tell somebody tonight, I want God to speak to me. Hey, that's why I came here tonight. And Jeremiah's there. The Bible said the word of the Lord comes to him. And what does he do? He says, ah, Lord God. I believe, Brother Pepper, he was astonished. There was something about Jeremiah as a young man hearing the voice of God. Brother Titus, I certainly believe he was intimidated when he heard God's voice. And he heard that word from the Lord. And all of a sudden you see Jeremiah say, ah, Lord God, and I cannot speak, for I am a child. Praise God. Well, how many knows that if we're going to come into the kingdom, we've got to come in like a little child. Just a little childlike faith. Praise God, and we can make our way into the kingdom. Amen. But I believe the Lord was trying to do something in Jeremiah's life. He said, don't say unto me that I'm a child. He said, because I've ordained you, I've called you, I've sanctified you, and you're about to have an encounter with an almighty God. Jeremiah, from this day forward, you will never be the same. He said, I'm going to set you in a place this day. There's going to be some things happen to you. Now, on the back of your handout here, there are several things that God is saying. I want to cover this before I go on with the sermon tonight. Amen. I feel my helper in the house. You say, I came to encounter for a word from God. I want you to know there's 10 things in the text that we read that God is saying to you tonight. Is this okay, Brother Tate? You run up here and tell me if it's not. Amen. All right. 10 things that God's saying to you tonight from this text. In this text, God says, I formed you. Would you say that with me? I formed you. God says, I knew you. Would you say that with me? I knew you. Come on now, I need you to participate with me tonight. Number 3, God says, I sanctified you. Would you say that with me? I sanctified you. God says, I ordained you. Say that with me. I ordained you. God says, I will send you. I will send you. That's what He said. And then God says, I command you. Say that with me. I command you. Then God says, I am with you. Oh, you're getting it tonight. Then God says, I will deliver you. And then He says, I have put my words in you. And I like this last one. He said, I have set you this day. Oh, that sounds like an appointment. That sounds like an encounter. That sounds like a date on the calendar to me. I just want you to take a pen while I'm preaching here tonight and write your response back to God. Just tell Him what you're going to do about it tonight. God's saying a whole lot of things to you. I want to know what you're going to tell God tonight. Just take a moment. Write that back to the Lord. I believe God is calling on us tonight to hear His voice, to listen to His words. And not only is God going to speak to us, but Sister Lindsay, I believe that God is going to touch us just like He touched Jeremiah. He said, I can't speak, for I am a child. God said, that's okay. I'm going to reach down and I'm going to touch your mouth, and something's going to change in your life. Something's going to happen when you encounter my Spirit and my presence. I believe we've got a word from the Lord tonight. Amen. The trouble is there's some things that get in the way, and God wants us to do something about. Is there anybody here said, I'm willing to do something about it? Sometimes stuff gets in our way, Brother Jason, and I felt the Lord talking to me about this message, and He said, come on, Gans, you got to throw down your pride. Amen. I was watching that song lyrics come across the screen there, and we were singing about heaven and how the elders and angels and all of them's worshiping Him. And I saw where it said the elders threw down their crowns. Amen. The elders in heaven, Brother Pepper, don't have no pride. I said the elders don't have no pride. They lead the way in worship. Oh, amen. That's not my sermon tonight. But I felt the Lord tell me, Gans, you got to throw down your pride. Amen. Somebody got to throw down their anger tonight. You're dealing with rage. You're dealing with anger inside. And it's keeping you from hearing from God. But God's saying, throw it down. Throw it down. Amen. Throw it down tonight. Throw down your fear. Somebody here tonight, throw down your anxiety. Throw down your worry. And let God speak to you in this house. Can you say amen? Amen. Somebody here tonight, I feel like, probably is dealing with low self-esteem. I've never watched a culture impact a generation so to where they sit down and they be quiet. And you ask, have you got something to say? And many of them sit there quietly and just shake their heads and look at you and say, nope, I'm okay. Got nothing to say. I want to tell you tonight, you don't have to sit there silent. You don't have to feel low and down and discouraged. I'm glad I'm a part of a church where there's young people getting saved. Just a few weeks ago, we had 8 that were baptized. Sunday, we had 2 get saved. Easter Sunday, we had a backslider come home and give her heart back to God. She went and bought a new Bible. She ain't missed a church service on Sunday since. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, amen, that I'm glad to be a part of a church where there's still young people answering the call. And there's still some people saying, yes, Lord, I'm willing to throw down whatever's in my way so I can receive what you have for me tonight. Can you say amen? Sometimes it's bitterness that we've got to throw down. Sometimes it's rebellion that's been rising up that's got to get put down. Come on, somebody tonight. Young people, that rebellion will rise up in you, and that will hinder the call of God and the touch of God and the anointing of God on your life. But if you'll say, you know what, God's got a word for me and I want to receive what God has for me, so I'm going to throw some stuff down. I'm going to get rid of some stuff tonight. Amen. I've just made it through my introduction here. Amen. But I got to tell you, I believe God is looking for us to do some things tonight. Amen. Let's not make Him do all the work, but let's a few of us, amen, decide tonight, I'm willing to throw it down. Praise God, I'm going to throw it down. Amen. I was reading about some of these guys that throw things. And you know, some people throw tantrums and they throw fits. And you could ask my mother, she's here tonight. I was probably 2 years old. And I'm sure as I'm standing here tonight, Sister Lindsay, I threw a fit a time or two. Amen. I'm sure that there's a few times... amen, that I threw something. But you know, I was reading about some of these athletes, and there was a guy named our oldest Chapman, and he's in the Guinness World Book of Records because who's got that baseball shirt on? Run up here, son. Stand right here for me, would you? Got this baseball shirt on. Doesn't that look good? Amen. He was a baseball champion, Mr. Chapman was. Amen. He made his name in the Guinness World Book of Records because he threw a baseball pitch at 105.8 miles per hour. I would say that's throwing down, brother. Amen. I would say give him a good hand. He come up here so willingly. Amen. Got that baseball shirt on. Praise God. And the Cincinnati Reds still hold the record for 105 miles an hour. Praise God. Well, Brother Lucas, this service ain't going 105 miles an hour tonight. Amen. But I got a feeling that there's a few young folks in here that's listening to the preacher, and they're saying, if he'll ever shut up, I'll get up there and throw something. I said, I'm going to throw something. I believe God is going to help us throw down tonight. Can you say amen? Amen. It's Baker Mayfield, and he currently holds the record for throwing a football for 70 yards. Clear down the football field. Now, I know it's over 100 yards. Ain't that right, Pastor? You played football. And my, it's such a long distance, but 70 yards. What an arm. What a passion. And the fans are screaming.
Amen. And everybody's excited. And there's no telling how much money has been paid to watch Baker Mayfield throw down. Praise God. I don't know how much they charged you to get in the door tonight. Maybe you got in for free. But I want to tell you this tonight. You have every right and privilege, amen, to come up in this house and throw something. I said you got the right to throw something. If it's in the way, I want to challenge you. Pick it up and throw it down. Praise God. I was talking to a young man from our church, and he said, Pastor, I'm so addicted. This is a vice in my life. And he said, I want God to deliver me from it. And he come forward, Brother Lucas, we'd pray for him. The Spirit of God would rush on him. He'd sway, and he'd receive the presence of the Lord. He'd even pray in tongues sometimes. And he'd go right back to that thing, Brother Jason. One day I looked at him, I said, son, you're just going to have to throw it down. You're just going to have to put it down. Because if you'll put it down, the power of God will be there and you'll never pick it up again. Oh, I feel like preaching here tonight. Amen. I'm looking for somebody that's saying God's calling me to go up higher. I'm rising up above it tonight. Amen. I'm willing to throw down some things that stand in my way. Praise God. Oh, I was reading about some people in the Bible. Give me a few more minutes here. They threw some things down. Oh, yeah, 2 Kings chapter 9, if you care to look. Oh, Jehu was there, the Bible said. Jezebel painted her face, tired her head, and looked out a window. Isn't that what the Bible said? Verse 32, he looks up to the window, and he says, who is on my side? Who's on my side? I want to ask tonight, anybody on the preacher's side tonight? Are you with me tonight? You're going to help me? Amen. Old Jehu was down there, and he was looking up, and Jezebel was peeking out the window. Oh, if I had a Jezebel here tonight somewhere, amen, I'd find me a... There she is. Amen. Jezebel. And there she is. And I can see her peeking out the window. And Jehu is there. Amen. And the guys are up there by the window. And you know the story, Sister Pepper. What did he say to him? He said, well, tell her she looks pretty. No, that's not what he said. He said, buy her, amen, a cupcake. No, that's not what they said. Amen. In verse 33 of 2 Kings 9, your Bible reads, he said, throw her down. Throw her down. Amen. Tell somebody sitting next to you, throw her down. Amen. Throw her down. Why are we going to throw Jezebel down? She's such a nice lady. Why would we do that? I want to tell you why. Amen. Because she's an impudent, a sinful, shameless, morally unrestrained woman. That's why. Amen. Preacher, why are you preaching about Jezebel tonight? Amen. Because she entices some of our young folks to immorality. Amen. She invites them to join up with idolatry. Amen. That's why I say to you tonight, I think we ought to throw Jezebel down. Is there anybody in the house tonight would poke up a hand and say, throw her down. Throw her down. Amen. Throw her down. Praise God. And so that's what they did. Thank God that the prophet still could preach. Amen. The Spirit of God could still fall. Amen. Elijah passed the torch to Elisha. And here we are tonight because somebody threw her down. Throw her down. Jesus said so. Revelation 2, I've got something against you, Thyatira. You let that woman Jezebel teach and commit all of these things and draw my people over to idols. I gave her space to repent. That's what he said. Amen. He said, behold, I have cast her into a bed. Can I say Jesus can throw it down? Jesus can throw. Well, she lost her arm there tonight, didn't she? Must be prophetic. The scripture said, all that was left was her feet and her palms of her hands. And what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying when somebody gets brave enough to throw down, amen, there's complete victory. There's total victory. And the people of God can rejoice because something has happened in the atmosphere. I just want to say tonight, I came to throw down. I came to throw down. Well, let's throw down a little more. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 20, there was a man of Belial, the Bible said. His name was Sheba. And he was a Benjamite. And he said, "We have no part with David. Neither have we any inheritance in the son of Jesse. So we're going to Israel. And we're telling every man to go to his own tent." They start stirring up trouble. You read the story. I won't take all the time to read it. But they cast up a bank against the city. And they stood in the trench and they opposed God's people. Amen. That term Belial, that name Belial, means good for nothing. Trickery. It means evil, ungodly, wicked work. And I want you to know tonight we're up against some Belials in the church today. I said I've preached to some Belials in the church in a few services. I've stood against the adversary. And what was he saying when he said, "Every man to his tents, O Israel"? Well, that's a whole lot of words in the King James Version. Let me just tell you, amen, what it is, young people. He was telling God's people, just quit. Just quit. Just quit. Just go back home. You know, it's just encounter service. There is nothing for you there. Just go home. And that worthless, wicked feeling that the adversary tries to put on God's people, Brother Lucas, many times as ministers and preachers and pastors, we have the responsibility to deal with it. Say amen. And so the Bible said Joab got up and he battered the wall. He came against where they were stationed. And the people got with Joab. Come up here, Joab. Amen. Stand right up here. Here's Joab, and he's pushing on a wall. Do you see him pushing on a wall? But Joab's not alone. The Bible said some of the people started getting up and helping Joab. Amen. There's a few guys said, "I'm not going to let Joab do that all by himself." And so they started to battle the wall. And verse 15 of 2 Samuel chapter 20 says that the people battered the wall to throw it down. All right. Thanks, guys. You can be seated. Amen. "Art thou Joab?" this woman says. She's a wise woman. Read the context. And so they're there. She said, "I'm one of those who are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Far be it from me to swallow up or destroy." She said, "But Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up against the king his hand." And she said to Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown over the wall." Tell somebody next to you, they threw it over the wall. Not only did they knock the wall down, but they threw his head over. I don't know about you, but last time I checked, Brother Pepper, a head has to be detached before it can fly. Amen. Let's see if we got any heads in here. Oh, yeah. How many say, "Go ahead"? Praise God. Said his head, Brother Whitley, went over the wall. Woo! The head went, hold that up, Brother Whitley, would you? Amen. He's got victory. Whitley's got victory tonight. Amen. Head went over the wall, and the wall came down. How many knows God's people know how to throw down? I want to tell some young people tonight, it's not just the music artists that know how to throw down a track and pump you up. Amen. It's not just a few of these Hollywood actors that know how to throw down on the screen and entertain you. But if you'll allow me tonight, there's some pastors, there's some preachers, there's some men of God, there's some people that go to your local church that know how to throw down. I said they know how to throw down. You give them a microphone on a Sunday night service and they can sing it down. I said I'm glad to be in a church where people know how to throw down. Hey, there's some people that know how to throw down. They called it out. They threw it down. And I want you to know tonight we've got more things that unite us than divide us. Not everybody had the same color as Joab of their hair. Not everybody, amen, looked just like the guys that threw Jezebel down. But I want to tell you tonight, for anybody that's interested, anybody that's courageous, anybody that says, "You know what? I'm willing to do whatever it takes to hear a word from God, to deal with what stands in the way, Amen. I'm willing to throw down. You hang with me a few more minutes? Oh, Gideon, walk with me now through the book of Judges. Oh, yeah. The Bible said, chapter 6 and verse 25, the Lord said to Gideon, take your father's bull, that one that's 7 years old, and I want you to throw down the altar. Not the altar at your church. No, don't do that, Gideon. We still need the altars in the church. Praise God. Some of these charismatic, foolish, crazy people have taken the altars out of the house of God. I'm glad to be in a church tonight where there's still an altar. But these were things that were built up for the worship of Baal. Baal is a god that people worshiped instead of Almighty God. And Gideon, I know you're from Midian and you're down there in the wine press and you don't think very much of yourself, but the word of the Lord just came to you that it's time to throw down the altar. Amen. Your father's got the altar and you've got to throw it down. Amen. Sometimes young people, amen, our parents ain't going to help us serve God. There's going to be some times where we're going to have to step up and say, I'm going to serve God, even if it goes against what mom and dad have charted for a course for my life. And that's exactly what Gideon did. The Bible said he got up and he cut down the grove that was by the altar. And he tore down the altar. Now don't get nervous. I'm not going to tear down your altar tonight. Hey, I wonder if I could find a grove in here. There's a grove that's been growing in some of your spiritual lives. I said, sister, pastor's wife, there's a grove that people allow to grow up in their life. Sometimes that grove starts with a little root of bitterness. And then before you know long, it's a little plant springing up. Amen. Sunlight and water and rain on that. And then before you know, that grove is being built up. And it kind of hides everything. Amen. When you bow down at Baal's altar, if you kneel down behind the grove, nobody can really see you. Praise God. But I saw Gideon running around here earlier tonight. Didn't you see Gideon? I saw him running around here. Wonder where Gideon's at. He's running around here somewhere. I saw him running around the church earlier. Well, I'm calling for Gideon. He's wearing a white shirt. I know I saw him. And Gideon, he came by night and he cut down the groves. He just, wow. He just cut down just like that. It was just that easy. I said it was just that easy. And that's exactly what it took for God's people to have victory over the Midianites. I want to say it starts with one who's willing to throw down and say, you know what? I'm tired of hiding behind a grove. I don't care what mama does. I don't care what daddy does. I came to encounter tonight. And honey, I'm going to throw down. Hang with me a minute here. Oh yeah. Amen. Judges chapter 9. Abimelech rises up against God's people. Sets himself up as king. Here he comes. Causing all the people to worship the god Beerith. Beerith. The Bible said Abimelech took an axe in his hand, cut down a bough from the trees and took it, laid it on his shoulder. Told everybody else to do the same thing, and they followed him right into the city, right up to the tower of Shechem. And there he took those branches and he started a fire. He said, I'm gonna burn it down. Fixing to burn it down. How many of you ever felt opposition from the devil? A little pushback? Try to worship the Lord? There. Try to kneel down and pray, and man, this concrete's so hard on my knees. I wonder why everybody's looking. We feel that pushback. And it gets hard to worship God. I'm gonna slow down here to you and talk to you for a minute. Let me tell you, whatever's in your way, you can throw it down. God wants some people to walk all over the top of it tonight. Amen. And have victory in this place. I'm just giving you a few Bible examples from your little Bible sitting there in your pew. To tell you one little thing tonight. Tonight is the night that we throw down. I said, we are fixing to throw. I know we had church. I know we sang. I know it. But we are fixing to throw down in this house. The Bible said there was a strong tower in the city. And all the men and women fled to the tower. They came to that tower. Abimelech said, I'm here too. I'm fixing to burn it down. Amen. I'm going to light these boughs of fire. Y'all going to run out. Amen. I'm going to burn it down. And this woman's up there. She said, he ain't going to burn it down. I'm up here in this tower. I like to call it the Tower of Power. Abimelech ain't gonna burn it down. He ain't king. He self-appointed himself as king. He's not the true king. Oh, and that little lady, where's Sister Addison? Where is she? Come up here, Addie. Oh, yeah. This ain't church as usual, folks. Come on up here, Sister Addie. I'm not going to hurt you. How many know Sister Addie's got the touch of God on her life? Abimelech's down there, and he's building a fire. Just imagine one of your brothers is down there. Okay? Now, this is a millstone. Take that in your hands. Hold on to it like you mean it now. Let me get over here and read the rest of my Bible verse. He came up to the tower and fought against it, went hard on the door of the tower to burn it with fire. But verse 53 said, a certain woman, somebody say a certain woman, cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head and did all to break his skull. Come on, sis. Amen. Everybody in this church tonight's waiting on you to throw down. Would you? Oh, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Old Abimelech's laying over saying, my head, my head, my head. And he looks over at his armor bearer. Now get this. This is worth driving 45 minutes for, Brother Withley. Amen. The Bible said he looked on that man and he said to that young armor bearer, draw your sword and kill me so the men don't say it was a woman that slew me. Praise God. I want to tell you tonight, amen, God honors it when his men and women, boys and girls, throw down. He gives victory. He gives authority. He gives power. Amen. The presence of God is here, and tonight we're going to throw down. Praise God. That closes out, and here's what it says. God rendered the evil of the men of Shechem upon their own heads. I ain't been hit by a millstone tonight. I seen some people throw some stuff, though. I threw a stapler at my brother Joe once. Don't tell him. I told that tonight. Got so mad at him, I picked that stapler up off that desk, Brother Pepper, and I just threw it at him. Why do we sit so passive in the house of God when the devil picks on us, picks on our kids, and picks on our church, and comes against our worship service, and the worship leader's up there struggling, and she didn't struggle tonight, amen, but sometimes it happens, and the drummer can't get it right, and the drummer had it fine tonight, and the bass player's playing off key, amen, and the bass player had it tonight, but what I'm trying to tell you is, amen, a few of us need to stand up and say, I'm fixing to throw down, I'm fixing to throw down, amen, this lazy, apathetic mindset that's gripped our culture and some of the youth of our world today. I say, let's get violent. Amen. Let's throw down tonight. Let's throw some things down for the glory of God. Can you say amen? Why don't you stand with me here tonight? I got about 50 more pages of notes, but I ain't going to do it. Did you know if you go to Ezra chapter 10, verse number 1, the Bible says Ezra, he was a young man at that time, Sister Pepper. The people of God, they were not responding to God. They were not listening to God. Brother Titus, they didn't care about God. They had gone after idols. They had gone after immorality, Sister Lindsay. And Ezra said, all right, this is what I'm going to do. In Ezra chapter 10 and verse 1, the Bible says, Ezra cast himself down before the house of God, weeping, praying, and confessing. And then it says the people wept very sore. And the rest of that chapter closes out. It says, there was yet hope in Israel. What are you doing up there hollering about, preacher telling us about throwing down? Here's what I want you to do, young people. I'd like for you to throw down your pride. Don't get up here and throw it down. Throw it down in the pew. Amen. Throw down your bitterness. Throw down your rebellion. Deal with it right there, and then come up here to this altar and throw yourself down in prayer and begin to pray until something breaks, until the Spirit of God takes over the rest of this service. Hey, we're not done. We're still having an encounter with God. It all started because one person was weeping and praying and confessing and believing, and God's people said there was still hope. They had been sinning. They had been trespassing. They had been disobeying. But Ezra said, that's okay. I'm a young guy. I still know how to throw down. And so he went in front of the house of God and he threw himself down and he started to pray. And God began to move. I said, God's going to move tonight if you and me will just throw down. As they come to the music here tonight, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's got to come down tonight. I said, it's got, Satan, your kingdom's got to come down tonight. There's some things got to fall tonight. Oh, there's some damage got to be done to the devil's house tonight. And I wonder, is there any young people in here that say, you know what? I know how to throw something. I know how to throw. I can do it. I can't do it 105 mile an hour, but I can do it. Preacher, just let me throw something. Let me, come on, throw yourself down in prayer and begin to pray right now. Oh, and believe God that he's going to move in this house tonight. Hallelujah. 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 All right, preacher. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Okay, preacher. All right. All right. Come on, some of you that pray, you pray in your bedroom by your bed. So I'm not talking about the lukewarm ones. I'm talking about those that have a prayer life at home. You turn on your worship music. You put your headphones in. And you go sit somewhere in the closet and you just talk to God. I'm talking about a young person that goes and gets on